I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 6:45. Visitors to public lands now have a new mobile app that allows them to report environmental damage. Roz Brown reports.
Brian Seibert is executive director of the Conservation Lands Foundation. He says a new mobile app called TerraTruth is needed because public lands are at risk now that the Trump administration has begun easing protective regulations to allow expanded oil and gas drilling. He says hikers or other outdoor users can help track damages they see by downloading the app.
And then once that's downloaded on your phone, you can then get out onto the ground, national monuments, national conservation lands, and document through use of the app things that might be negative impacts on the ground.
The app was created by the Conservation Lands Foundation in partnership with Puente Institute and Grand Staircase Escalante Partners. I'm Roz Brown.
On the Tuesday Health Watch, a new study has found more stroke victims may be saved from disability or death if doctors can remove blood clots that block circulation to the brain, and doctors have more time to perform the procedure. Sam Baker talked with Dr. Farhan Sadiq, a neurosurgeon with Texas Health Fort Worth.
Traditionally, we've looked at that time window as 6 hours. A new study says there's more time than thought, maybe 16 hours?
Actually, up to 24 hours. So initially, for the stroke treatment, the only treatment available was intravenous clot lysing medication, which is a short abbreviation as TPA. And then over the past several years, endovascular therapies, which means going in through the blood vessels and removing the clot mechanically, started gaining more and more momentum. And then particularly over the last 2 or 3 years, and especially this year, we have really pushed the envelope. So with the intravenous TPA, the time window initially was 3 hours, which was very tight. And the number of patients that we could offer that treatment was very small. So then we increased that time window to 4.5 hours, but the success rate of intravenous TPA is not more than 10 to 30% in most studies. So then came the endovascular era, which initially pushed the envelope to about 6 to 8 hours. And then this year, recently, the two main trials, the diffuse trial studied patients up to 16 hours and Dawn trial studied patients up to 24 hours. Both the trials data and their results are very robust. So I think it's come consensus among the stroke physicians and community is that 24 hours for certain specific patients is an eligible time enrollment window for an endovascular therapy.
Considering, though, that we were once at 3 hours or more to try and treat stroke, now we're 16 hours, maybe 24 hours.
Yes.
What accounts for that? How have we gotten to that point?
When an artery is occluded, there is lack of blood flow to that part of the brain. And brain cells are very, very sensitive. You know, and traditionally, we think that it only takes about 3 minutes for a brain cell to suffer irreversible damage. However, we are now finding out that though the main artery is occluded, there may be some collateral circulation keeping those brain cells alive for a period longer than what we thought initially. And so what we basically need to find is those patients who have those collaterals in their brain that are keeping the brain cells hypofunction but still alive. We want to select those patients for procedure because those are the patients who will have benefit. With the new devices, we've been very successful in removing more than 85% of those clots.
Does this expanded time window work for every stroke patient?
So it's not going to work for every stroke patient. It will only work for stroke patients who have a large vessel occlusion. There are several different types of strokes, and sometimes there is a small vessel ischemic stroke, and in those strokes, endovascular therapy cannot be effective. Then there are certain other etiologies of stroke where it does not work. And then some patients may present late, or some patients may have damage to their brain already established by the time they come in.
So in other words, it depends on what kind of stroke you had and how bad the damage is.
Yes.
Will these study results lead to a change in guidelines for treating stroke?
The guidelines are changing, actually. American Heart Association and American Stroke Association have already incorporated the 24-hour window for acute stroke treatment, and with the new trial also coming, which also reinforces the 24-hour window or 16-hour window. So yes, those are the guidelines are changing. Most of the hospitals that are up to date, and even in our hospital, you know, our protocols have changed, and we are moving towards enrolling the patients up to 24 hours.
That gives medical professionals more time to respond. But has anything changed for the patient or someone trying to help the patient get care?
even though that we can extend the window period to 24 hours, the sooner the patients present, the better care they can get, the more we can be effective in improving their quality of life afterwards. Because you're losing several billion brain cells per minute when there is a stroke, something that we want to prevent.
Dr. Sadiq, thank you for being with me.
You're welcome.